الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا، وهو العزيز الغفور. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا، ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت، فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين، وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير. وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير. إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور، تكاد تميز من الغيظ، كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير. قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير. إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به، إنه عليم بذات الصدور. ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا، فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور، أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا، فستعلمون كيف نذير. ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير. أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبضن، ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن، إنه بكل شيء بصير. أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن، إن الكافرون إلا في غرور. أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه، بل لجوا في عتو ونفور. أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم. قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين. فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا، وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون. قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا، فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم. قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا، فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين. قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي، كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء، وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصلي على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته، كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته، كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله زاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله. شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
Just before the dhikr, inshallah, I came across this kitab, Ramadan, A New Life for a True Mu'min, written by Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullahi Alayh, who was known as Mawla Alimiya Rahmatullahi Alayh. He was a very great alim, one of our elders, Akabir, and he has spent much of his time in the company of very pious elders like Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullahi Alayh and many other mashayikh of his time. There isn't a madrasa that you find students studying in the madrasa and they don't come across any of his works. He's written extensively in Urdu and Arabic. His Arabic was so good that the Arabs used to even, they still till today, praise him and they read his books. He was even given a prize by one of the Arab countries on one occasion. And he was held in great esteem to such an extent that when he passed away in the month of Ramadan, he passed away in India. But his janaza salah, which is known as ghaibani janaza salat, which is according to other madahib, even though the person is not there, then they are allowed to perform the janaza of that person. So even though he didn't pass away in Makkah, Mukarrama and Medina, his janaza was performed in Makkah and in Medina after the Isha Salah. I was present in Makkah, Mukarrama when the announcement was made that a great alim of Hind has passed away. So 2 years before he passed away, it is the month of Ramadan, he had given some lectures and somebody had compiled this lecture, which is very simple, straightforward. Ramadan has already begun. But inshallah, some points just to remind ourselves, and inshallah we should find some benefit, inshallah. Very quickly, Ramadan has no substitute. Ramadan certainly has no substitute. All the months belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah alone has created the world. He alone has created time, and time continuously changes. Yet, the special feature of Ramadan is such that Allah Ta'ala says the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed, a guide for mankind, an open signs of hidayah, guidance, a criteria between truth and falsehood. So, Ramadan is that sacred month in which the Quran was revealed. Ramadan is no ordinary month. We usually do not pay much attention to what we always see or are familiar with. Like, for instance, the road on which we always travel. Similarly, we do not take much notice of what we are used to hearing, to the extent that every time we hear the azan, we do not ponder over the meaning of its words. Just imagine. It is not a trivial matter when Allah Ta'ala has said that Ramadan is a month wherein the Quran Sharif was revealed. What great honor could be conferred upon any time and place than for the kalam of Allah Ta'ala to be revealed in it? Allah could have chosen some other month. A rare opportunity. Firstly, let us accept the fact that Allah Ta'ala has really blessed us by allowing us to again witness this holy month of Ramadan. Secondly, let us pledge that this Ramadan we will make up for all the sins and shortcomings that we can remember to have committed in the previous Ramadans. So inshallah, while sitting now, we make this firm pledge in our heart. Ya Allah, whatever shortcomings, wrongs we have done in our life, all the Ramadan that just passed on, Ya Allah, we make a promise now, that now we'll make amends. Of course, now this was in India, at that time it was very, very hot. So he says, of course, the weather at the moment is quite severe, but the rewards are always proportionate to our patience and sacrifice. In such weather conditions, it will not be surprising if Allah Ta'ala increases our reward. Firstly, for keeping the fast, then for bearing the severe weather. Furthermore, the reward we will gain for completing our various ma'amulat during Ramadan will also be proportionate to the difficulties we experience in doing so. There are so many countries in the world at this very time in Ramadan, the duration of fasting is much more longer than ours. Alhamdulillah, we got it very easy. Go to England, they barely finish the Taraweeh Salah, they have to rush for Seri, is already Seri end and Fajr already. Allah is so kind with us here in South Africa, that Allah has made it so easy for us. Nonetheless, it's a rare opportunity. Yaqeen in Allah and desire for sawab. This is what we need to build in ourselves. In this month, let us remember and engrave in our hearts what Rasulullah ﷺ has said regarding specific acts of ibadah in this month. This means that whoever stays awake to perform ibadah on the night of Qadr with faith in the promises of Allah, desiring and hoping for reward, all his past sins will be forgiven. Whoever fasts in Ramadan, believing firmly in the promises of Allah Ta'ala about the virtues of this month and the rewards of good deeds therein, and having conviction of the status of this month that is so much loved by Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he kept fast earnestly hoping for rewards from Allah Ta'ala, all his past sins will be forgiven. Of course, our motive for fasting should not be for Ramadan to finish quickly. Already we're counting the days, we just started itikaf, and so many days are left, and Eid, and we're already planning in our mind, Eid day, what we're going to do, and what we're going to wear, what we're going to eat, who we're going to visit, already. We should not desire that Ramadan terminates quickly. People should not be able to say that I'm not fasting. Neither should we be glad that we managed the fast without having sincerely hoped for sawab, or without even being conscious of the great virtue and significance of Ramadan, or without even thinking that this month is here to spur us into action. Many people fast merely because of habit, or as a routine, or under pressure from the surroundings, or because it is a family tradition, but they hardly gain anything from it. Fasting for the sake of iftar. In this regard, I had an experience. Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullah, he says, about 25 years ago, he says, Lucknow Radio had requested me to write a talk which was to be broadcast on the first day of Ramadan. I prepared it and handed it to them. Thereafter, I went on a long journey to Pakistan for some dini work, and I went to Peshawar. So anyway, I was in Quetta when the Ramadan moon was sighted. I was invited to supper at the home of some army officer or some other prominent person. A military officer who was from India also joined us in our meal. So we're sitting, and I was invited to this person's home, and there was another officer from India who was there. He had listened to the talk on the radio, even though I hadn't myself. And he said to me, Maulana, I heard the talk on the radio where you mentioned so many virtues and special characteristics of Ramadan. But one thing you did not mention was the unique pleasure the fasting person experienced when he breaks his fast at iftar, the extreme pleasure of drinking water at the time of breaking fast in the hot summer, and the joy when breaking fast during other seasons cannot be found in any other gift of this world. Personally, I keep fast only for this. Like somebody might just keep fast here so that he may have a bowl of halim. So this should not be our intention. He clearly said that he fasted just for the enjoyment of that pleasure with which nothing in the world could compare, not even a delicious meal or some tasty fruit for that matter. Fasting, habit or worship? As human beings, it is very difficult for anyone, even for us as Muslims, to differentiate between ada, a habit, or ibadah, which is an act of worship. So one is adat. Adat means a habit, and ibadah is worship. So we can't make the difference out, since both are interlinked. Therefore, very often, an act of worship gets reduced to a habit, and we no longer realize why we are performing it. Sometimes even our salah becomes like a ritual or a habit, so much so that when it is time for salah, we respond without even being conscious of the sawab that we are receiving for every step that we take. Nor do we realize why we are going to the masjid, or what we mean when we make niyat. O Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy when we enter the masjid. Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. We don't even realize what we are saying. Sometimes we even fail to realize that we have now entered the house of Allah, the place of mercy and blessings. In fact, just as something is imprinted onto a piece of cloth, so too does the religious way of life get imprinted onto a person. Subsequently, everything gets done according to place and time without actually realizing the purpose behind it. Fasting, a way to gain Allah's pleasure. The first thing to remember is that you are fasting in order to make Allah Ta'ala happy. That's the first thing, to make Allah Ta'ala happy. Remember that you're not fasting to show people or as a ritual, or out of shame, or merely to avoid people saying that you are shameless and you're keeping fast. Similarly, it is mentioned regarding Laylatul Qadr. We mentioned the hadith already. The mercy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has kept great distinctive features in the month of Ramadan. It has a tremendous amount of barakat. It is a time when Allah Ta'ala's mercy is directed towards us in full measure, enshrouding everyone, including the greatest of sinners who are forgiven for their sins. At this point, I'll just add something to this. You see, the friends of Allah, the Ahlullah, they can see the barakat. They can feel the barakat. May Allah give us that type of basirat, vision of the heart. And they can experience the barakat of Ramadan. Only barakat probably we experience it. Dastar Khan, we see the different savories in the food. Alhamdulillah. But far beyond that, and greater than that, the barakat in the salat, the taraweeh, the dhikr, the tilawah, the dua. At this very moment, the serenity that we enjoy in the masjid. So this is all for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the real barakat of Ramadan. Ayub alayhi salatu wasalam, you know his entire incident, he was very sick and Allah ta'ala tested him. On one occasion when he was bathing in the river, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down golden locusts from the sky. Pure gold. Coming down, so many of them. Ayub alayhi salatu wasalam began to gather those golden locusts. Allah ta'ala then addressed him, "Oh Ayub, have I not made you independent of all this? I gave you plentiful." When he was cured, Allah gave him more than what he had before. He said, indeed Allah, you have made me independent of this. But there is no independence of your barakat that is coming down. See where his mind went to. The barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we should be trying to obtain. Then Hazrat Mawlana explains the season for reciting the Quran. Many brothers ask, Mawlana, what should we do in Ramadan? So the answer to that is Quran, 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 Quran. Thereafter, while fasting, you should try to busy yourself with as much ibadah such as nawafil salah, etc. as is possible. And I mentioned this morning to brothers making itikaf, especially as we are already in the masjid, so we have very little excuse now, unless you're tired and you have a small nap, but again you should engage in ibadah. So if you perform some tahajjud salah, if you're tired, then make some zikr. If you're tired, then read some Quran. But try and spend our time correctly as possible. Because we're not going to get this chance again. Allah knows best when we see another Ramadan. May Allah make us see many Ramadan with afiyat and give us tawfiq of sitting for itikaf, and Allah must accept it. But now, whilst we are here, these are precious moments. So Hazrat Mawlana says that read as much as nawafil salah as is possible. More than in nawafil, spend your time in reciting the Quran and Majid as much as your health, ability and time allows you. Just by the way, I just mentioned, last year we had one person sitting here and every day one Quran he used to finish. Every day one Quran. Probably there may be some youngsters here also, I don't know. Allah give all of us a tawfiq of doing that. So he says, some fortunate, so he said, you have the ability and time, so you must read Quran. And this should be definitely more than on other days of the year. Some fortunate servants of Allah recite one complete Quran daily during this month. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, used to complete one whole khatam of the Quran daily in Ramadan. Every day, 30 days, 30 Quran khatams, not 30 para, 30 Quran khatams he used to make in the month of Ramadan. I was fortunate to spend many Ramadan in his company, apart from visiting him many times during the other Ramadan. Hazrat Mawlana Ali Miya rahmatullahi writes that he spent many Ramadan with Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya. And we were very lucky in this country. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Ramadan Kibdu Stanger, and we know the Ronak, those of us who were present at that time, saw the Anwarat and the Mahol unbelievable. The masjid was full to capacity, ulama, muftis, mashayikh. I can still remember the dhikr majlis they should have in the day. The durood and salam we read now, after Taraweeh. And Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Ramadan, he never used to give any bayans. There were other ulama who were giving bayans, but they were great, great. People like Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, all his khulafa, all were present there. So after that, Alhamdulillah Ta'ala brought great barakat into this country. Recite the Quran Sharif with respect, reverence, and special devotion, regarding it as Allah Ta'ala's special favor that He has granted us the opportunity to recite His kalam in this blessed month. Indeed, the reward of reciting the Quran in Majid Ramadan, the beloved month of Allah Ta'ala, cannot be attained at any other time. It's a month of ibadah and obedience. Most of our time should be spent in ibadah and in riyadah. Riyadah means spiritual uplifting exercises. In other words, dhikrullah, tawbah, istighfar, dua, recitation of the Quran. However, we should also avoid talking too much. Even if we do not indulge in ghibah, because ghibah is something against which we must protect ourselves at all time, it is haram. And more especially during Ramadan, in this month we should avoid even permissible talk. Like the discussion among friends at home about the happenings of our town, business, about the weather, about life in general, just to pass our time. This should not happen. Allah forgive us. I don't like mentioning this thing, but I was now in Umrah. It was just before iftar, and that's the time you want to cry and make dua. But behind me, there were some people, and I could hear some sounds. It was like commentary of some soccer match. In the Haram Sharif. I turned around once, twice to show them, you know, this is not right. They were busy listening to the commentary. At the time of iftar, in du'as are answered. We're not looking down upon any person, we're not judgmental, Allah knows best. But this is what happens when you don't have your purpose, your aim in front of you. May Allah protect us from sins, may Allah guide us always. So as far as possible, spend your time reciting the Quran, or in resting or staying in the masjid with the intention of i'tikaf. One type of i'tikaf is during the last 10 days of Ramadan. Another i'tikaf is an optional one that can be done at all times. For instance, we come normal time out of Ramadan become, or even Ramadan, those not sitting for Sunnah i'tikaf, they can make niyat of Nafil i'tikaf, from Zuhr to Asr, Asr to Maghrib. A person could be in i'tikaf in the masjid. This is a type of partial or short i'tikaf that we could also perform. Very important, as Mawlana writes, the rights of others. We should also recall the rights we owe to others and firmly resolve to fulfill them immediately by giving to everyone what we owe them. We should also be careful to avoid repeating our past wrongs and sincerely repent to Allah. So that's what we're trying to do every night in the dua. Allah, don't make us go back to our old sins. Ramadan, this is the beginning of a new life. So when we're sitting now, just try and bring this, inculcate this. This is a new life now. It's the beginning of a new life. This Ramadan, let us draw up a plan for the remainder of our life now. Not just till Eid Moon will be sighted. This is a new life plan, inshallah. One new life begins at birth, another life begins at puberty, another one begins after graduating from one's studies, while another one begins after performing Hajj. Many people after Hajj, they change their life. In the same way, another new life also begins from Ramadan. Therefore, resolve that from this Ramadan, you will become more regular in your salah than ever before. In the past, you would sometimes miss your salah with jamaat. Sometimes even perform it after its time, qada. At times you are fast asleep during the time of salah. Now, resolve that you will be more punctual and regular in your salah with jamaat. Make a firm intention of doing so this Ramadan. Oh, mothers and sisters at home listening, even though jamaat does not pertain to you, but make sure that you make niyat that as soon as it is time for salah, I will make my wudu and I will perform my salah. Don't delay our salah. It happens right at the last minute, then we are rushing to read our salah. Awareness and fulfillment of the rights of others, similarly resolve firmly to discharge all your other shari'i obligations, like those concerning inheritance. So this is a time to focus, ponder, not just get my ibadat right, but also my mu'amalat with people. I owe people money. Inheritance hasn't been distributed as yet. I've got sisters, or I've got aunts, and they are lawful owners of that inheritance. So I should make sure that after Ramadan, I'm going to come out of i'tikaf, or immediately after Ramadan, I'm going to sort all that out. Properties or the shares of others in partnerships or in business. This Ramadan, make the intention that inshallah you will discharge all the rights and dues that others have upon you. Inshallah, we make the niyat, inshallah. Seeking knowledge and staying in the company of the ulama and the pious, also make this intention that after Ramadan, you'll acquire as much knowledge of deen as possible. And this is one way of helping us to have istiqamah, steadfastness after the month of Ramadan. Now we're in the masjid, we're hearing bayans, we're together in congregation. So it's easy to bring into amal whatever we're hearing. But after Ramadan, sometimes we're alone. Now that is a time we need to see where is the majlis taking place, where is the bayan, where I can go. I can go in jamaat, go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some alim, I can sit by him, ask him tafsir of the Quran, surahs, learn my masail, get my tahara right, get my salah right. So this is what we need to do. You read Islamic books, spend most of your time in dini, religious circles, go out in the path of Allah, sit in gatherings of ulama, or visit the pious friends of Allah ta'ala. Ramadan, a month that marks the beginning of change. This Ramadan, make a firm resolution to do all the suya. If we hadn't made this niyat from the beginning of Ramadan, I make it right now, inshallah. That ya Allah, now, enough is enough of my past, and I'm trying my level best, I'm making this resolution, I want to change my life, ya Allah, you help me. Only then will this Ramadan become a turning point in your life. Only then will this Ramadan become a turning point in your life and induce you to change. And only then will it be a dawn of a new life for you. Sincerity and correction of intention in deeds. Simply this much is needed when fasting. That you correct your intention and bear in mind the conditions mentioned in the hadith of Iman, that we keep fast, believing strongly in the promises of Allah Ta'ala, and ihtisab means hoping for great rewards from Him. Then Hazrat mentions mechanical wudu and salah. He says, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say, the people perform wudu without realizing what they are doing. How often we come to the masjid, we know he's going to read salah, so we make wudu. But we haven't even pondered over the action of wudu, the ibadah of wudu, without realizing what we are doing. Whereas the hadith teaches us that when a person washes his hand in wudu, as you wash your hands, then all the minor sins committed by your hands are forgiven. They are washed away. When the last drop of water leaves your fingertips, all those sins are washed away. When he puts water onto his face, and the sins committed by the eyes in looking at evil and the tongue in speaking evil are all forgiven. Yet hardly anyone realizes all this. Why? Because it became a habit, a ritual. Sadly, our wudu has also become mechanical. And Allah forbid, even the salah of ours has become so mechanical. A person comes, stands upright, says Allahu Akbar, but he does not even think to himself, who am I standing before? It's a beautiful time to get our salah right, to bring the khushu and khudu. When you are saying, Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, what are we saying? Subhan, glory. Allah is free from all defects. Allah is most pure. Rabbi, my Rabb. You're talking to Allah. You're not just saying Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. Subhana Rabbi, my Allah who is A'la, the most great, Azim, the most great. We're in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even though we may not understand the verses of the Quran, we should try and make an attempt to learn those verses and the tafsir of this and the meaning of the verses of the Quran. But if you don't understand, then at least this tasbihat, Allahu Akbar. Allah is most great. There is nobody greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm standing before Allah. I'm going to sujood. You must feel a feeling of ecstasy because that is the most beloved position of in the eyes of Allah ta'ala when a person is in sajda. Allah loves the position of sajda when a person is making sajda to him. A person is most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is in sajda. Now you are right there and you are begging Allah. And you're making dua, the masnoon duas you read. So learn these duas and see the difference in your salah, inshallah. So what salah is? What is the sawab for salah that I'm performing? We should also ponder over what is being recited in our salah, whether we are performing it individually or standing behind the imam in ilahul salah. How many years of our life has gone by? We don't even know the meaning of Surah Fatiha. The message of this place, the Hazrat Maulana was in the place called Alamullah. So he had the audience there and the message was delivered in that place. He said it was here where Allah Ta'ala created such of his servants who turned the attention of the whole of the Indian subcontinent towards deen. They rekindled the flames of ishq ilahi, the love of Allah. See, this is what our mashayikh, the lovers of Allah had, ishq ilahi. The love of Allah Ta'ala, which they could not just keep to themselves, they had to pass it on to others. They rekindled this flame of love of Allah Ta'ala and the fervor to sacrifice for deen and regenerated a dislike for shirk and bid'ah from the hearts of the people. So whoever placed his hands into the hands of Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullahi alayhi, immediately on removing his hands, his heart was filled with an aversion to shirk. And he became regular with salah. And he began to make the dhikr of Allah. And he had a zeal for striving in the path of Allah. So remember that you are at the place from where this call reached the whole of the subcontinent. From here, the winds blew in all directions to reignite the spirit of deen in the hearts of people. Finally, I would like to add, and this is not something compulsory, but an act of great benefit to you in this place, that you recite the Quran Sharif, convey the sawab, the reward, to those pious people who were buried there, to the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala, and to everyone else, including your families. Somebody lost his parents. Then when you're reciting Quran, Ya Allah, give the sawab to my marhum father, my marhum mother, or my wife, or whoever it is. Including your families and even those who came from other places and are buried here, make isal e sawab for all those people. He says, who knows, this is perhaps your last Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and me the ability to appreciate this Ramadan. May He bless you with many more Ramadans. But remember that no sin should be committed this Ramadan. We should not think, well, we'll get many more Ramadans. No. We should treat every Ramadan as if we did not know if we will ever be given another opportunity after this one. It is not just a question of whether we will live until Ramadan, next Ramadan or not, but it is also the question of good health or the prospect of some misfortune befalling us. May Allah protect us from all this and bless you with many more Ramadans. After this, we must value this Ramadan and exert ourselves to the fullest. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal, inshallah. I'll make a short dua, inshallah, and then after that, individual ibadah. And those sitting for itikaf, especially the young brothers, if you have any questions you want to ask me, inshallah we can sit one corner. Any islahi question, we can have a small discussion, inshallah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله we're making abundant sugar to you my Allah يا الله لاك لاك شكر to you my Allah you have given us so many نعمات يا الله so many نعمات يا الله we can't even count them my Allah you have given us this month of Ramadan which is now going to leave us just now my Allah يا الله the last few days are left my Allah Allah, make us enjoy every moment of this last few days of Ramadan. Allah, in such a way that we gain your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, that love of you that we read in the books that your pious servants had, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant it to us also, my Allah. Grant us your pleasure, my Allah. Your mercy, your rahmat, my Allah. Let us see the barakat of Ramadan in our lives, my Allah. Make this Ramadan a turning point in our life, my Allah. Help us to change our condition. Help us to change our lives, my Allah. Make us become better Muslims, my Allah. Make us have better akhlaq, my Allah. Let us be kind to our wives, our parents, our children, our students, our elders, my Allah. To our neighbors, ya Allah. To society in general, my Allah. Make us become good people, my Allah. Don't make us cheat and deceive people, my Allah. Help us to control our gazes, my Allah. Protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect us from interest and riba, my Allah. Protect us from ghibat and carrying tales and backbiting, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from having pride and arrogance, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from vanity, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us zuhad, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us qanaat and contentment, my Allah. Make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. Help us to read abundant Quran throughout our lives, especially in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, give us such barakat that we make many more khatam before the end of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, you must accept it from us, my Allah. Accept every ibadat that we have made. Overlook our shortcomings, our deficiencies, our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, our families at home, you protect them, my Allah. You grant them barakat, my Allah. Grant them happiness and bliss, my Allah. Make them spend their time correctly also, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of the entire Muslim ummah, ya Allah. We have read in the books and the kitabs, ya Allah, a time will come that in every home, ya Allah, there'll be kareem, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, make us see the time when Islam will flourish, my Allah. Islam will spread to the four corners of the world, my Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got different needs, my Allah. We've got spiritual needs, my Allah. We've got physical needs, ya Allah. We've got, ya Allah, problems, ya Allah, in this world, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, ya Allah. Remove our hardships, my Allah. Ya Allah, if anybody is suffering depression, remove the depression, my Allah. If he's got a sickness, remove the sickness, my Allah. Whatever our problem, mashakil, masaiba, ya Allah, remove it completely. Give us afiyat. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhaan. Give us the sweetness of iman. Make us die with iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us to the riyah of qiyamah with iman. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, grant us lay ليلة القدر اللهم ارزقنا ليلة القدر اللهم ارزقنا ليلة القدر خيرها وبركاتها يا الله don't deprive anyone of us of ليلة القدر ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين